Russia's ambassador to Australia, Grigory Logvinov, says when he first heard about the expulsion of two of his staffers, he thought it was a joke. He says he still cannot believe the pair are being called spies.
They are absolutely legal career diplomats. And you know, we can't and we strongly opposed when people, without any arguments, without any grounds, called spies.
Mr. Logvinov says as far as he's concerned, there are no Russian spies in Australia.
You see, it's quite a peculiar question. If I say yes, that would mean that I admit all other Russian embassies are half-spyish agencies. Well, I should say, embassies are consisting of diplomats. Some embassies, well, our embassy here is quite small. It's an average, actually. We have big embassies, for example, in U.S., which was big. Now it's much smaller.
In an hour-long defence of Russia's actions with reporters, Mr. Logvinov accused Australia of being part of a vast conspiracy by the British government. He says the aim is to use the poisoning of former Russian double agent Sergei Skripal to embarrass Russia.
It's quite clear that the campaign about so-called Russia's interference into domestic politics in the US was exhausting. Actually, it was already well prepared. That's why, and what's happening, it's well-orchestrated campaign. And like our foreign ministry yesterday quoted, it's boorish behavior of the West, and we would have to retaliate. Now it's up to the West to finally stop and understand that anti-Russian campaign have no future.
Test results are expected next week from samples of the nerve agent used to poison Mr. Skripal and his daughter Yulia in the English city of Salisbury early this month. Mr. Logvinov says the 27 nations who have now expelled Russian ambassadors should have waited for the results before acting. The United Nations Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons is handling the tests. Mr. Logvinov says he doubts Mr. Skripal was even poisoned or that Russia manufactured the nerve agent. But Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says she does not accept that, calling the Russian ambassador's remarks standard Russian propaganda. More than 100 Russian diplomats have been expelled from around the world in the fallout from the attack. Ms. Bishop says Australia had no other choice but to act.
It is not acceptable for a military-grade nerve agent to be deployed in an assassination attempt in the United Kingdom, and that Australia condemns the use of chemical weapons anytime, anywhere, by any country, and that in accordance with Russia's standing as a permanent member of the United Nations Security Council, it should be upholding peace and security around the world.
Ms. Bishop has met with Mr. Logvinov over the expulsion of the Russian diplomats from Australia. She's clarified that Australia is not considering boycotting the Football World Cup in Moscow in June, but says she has prepared a contingency plan for Russia's expected retaliation.
We have taken what we believe to be appropriate action, and that is collectively with 26 other countries around the world, we have announced that two diplomats will be expelled. This is a significant step, and it sends a very powerful message that Russia's actions and the responsibility that Russia must take for this use of a chemical nerve agent in London will not be tolerated.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten has reiterated Labor is in agreement with the government on how to treat Russia's behaviour.
I support the decisions of the government. I support the actions and the advice of our security agencies. And we have to just call it straight here. What they did was well beyond the pale of what is acceptable. And I think we should also just remember that we've never got to the bottom of who shot down MH17. So I think if the Russian government wants to regain some trust in Australia, I think they need to cooperate a lot more fully, because 38 Australians were murdered that day.
Mr. Logvinov defended Russia's actions regarding Flight MH17, saying his country has cooperated over the matter. And he says instead of targeting Russian diplomats, Australia should reflect on the behaviour of its own intelligence officials.
There were a couple of cases, but once again, I'm not going to elaborate. We agreed not to make any noise of it. It would be disgrace for your special services to say that they are not following, not watching the foreign diplomats. Actually, that's their work. That's their obligation to watch.
the foreign diplomats.
Mr. Logvinov says President Vladimir Putin will make any final decision on the timing and content of retaliatory action by Russia, but he hopes bilateral ties with Australia will survive.
My best wish is that still everything what's happening won't cause serious damage to our relations, because we've spent quite serious efforts together with Australian colleagues within the last 2 years. I don't wish we would lose it.
Biwa Kwan, SBS News.